I'm going to call this the shithole tank that could. Hashtag the Joytech Ornate, okay? That's pretty much what's going on here, all right? It's very serendipitous that, of course, now is, you know, things are going to work after I do the review. It's very it's fucking sardonic as hell, right? Irony, 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 all right? So here's the scoop. Preepsy boop beep 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 beep. What do you call Twitter boo peeps? Booze peeps, I guess. Boom heads. Boomers. Boom cunts. Boom wagon. So if you're going to fucking get this tank, you're going to want to buy the MGS quad coils, and that is where I'm going to leave it, okay? And you're also going to want to buy a good set of sewing needles slash fucking some thumbtacks. Well, actually, you want to buy something with a nice little like a handle or enough of a leverage to be able to poke in there, but it needs to be super, super sharp. Not a knife, but like a round needle bit, okay? Why? Because you're going to do the old Mikey Vapes slash who the fuck told Mikey Vapes? I don't remember. But we're going to do the old fluff the coil method here. And you're going to be shocked at how tiny these little cute quad coil wick holes are. They're like UL Crown 1 type shit. And it's really embarrassing for Joytech because they're sitting there going, yeah, you know, you can pump this coil up to fucking 180 watts. Okay, well, yeah, you could if you do my method. And you happen to get the right coil batch, which apparently I did get the right coil batch because this is working. This is a good coil batch here, bro. I've got 5 coils that'll probably most likely work. Yeah. And what I'm also going to do here, I haven't tried this on my tri-heads. I've got a couple of those left. I'm going to try this method. I want to rip that fucking LVC off and just have the whole goddamn thing exposed, but can't do that. But yeah, you're just going to want to poke the coil a little bit, poke the cotton gently, poke some holes in it, make it porous, kind of make more intake. Because the thing is, when you get these sub-ohm coils, when you get any fucking coil, but especially the sub-ohm stuff where there's bloody lots and lots of cotton sheets in there, sub-ohm tanks are very guilty of this shit. And you want to be aware that the fact that, you know, they're fucking packing these things with cotton, right? And if they're not, they're packing it very tightly against stuff. It's stiff cotton. You know, it's machined, it's rolled in there, bam, okay? Printing 50 grand of these a day. 50K probably coils for some other tank or whatever. You know, look at Smoke Tech, okay? Things are packed with coils. So are the Mellow 300. Cotton and coils, the thing is just crammed. So of course it's going to be kind of hard for shit to wick in there. So you got to do a little bit of cunt rattling. You got a little bit of virgin popping here. You're going to go in there with a fucking little bit corkboard pin or a needle or something. And you're going to want to just jab a doodle very gently like you're poking your first prostitute and just make sure shit works, all right? A little bit of fluff-a-doodle up and down the wick holes, tap, boot, tip-a-pip, and you just, that's it. You don't want to overdo it because it will flood or it will potentially short your coil. There's certain things that just don't do it. After that, prime your fucking coil as a normal, wick the shit up, and start vaping it slowly, and then crank your wattage higher, as you would with any other tank. Now, why am I explaining it now? Why am I explaining this again? Because I've already talked about it, but this tank is almost required to do that if you want to rock some Max VG shit in here, all right? At least higher wattage shit. I mean, yeah, you're going to want to do that. How does it vape now that I've got this working, all right? It's amazing. Let me just, I'm not going to waste your time doing 50 hits like some people. What I will tell you is that it's basically Crown-esque, you know, kind of very zesty, hot when you crank it. Just very strong, very, you know, prominent fucking flavor in here. Good, dense vapor when you push it. Certainly not as dense as those tri-coils when I had it working. But imagine sort of a TFE8 quad coil, but better flavor, really. And I guess that's the best experiment I can, or the best comparison I can tell you is TFE4 quad, TFE8 quad, but better airflow, a little bit nicer flavor. Certainly, you know, nicer, cleaner flavor. But yeah, that's the best comparison I can really tell you is Crown 3 versus TFE8 kind of shit. Remember, these coils are 316L stainless, you know. Supposedly, the tri and the quad MGS coils are stainless wire. So it's kind of annoying because I feel for Joytech, they wanted to do something cool. And it sort of shot them in the face. It kind of backfired. But at the same time, they unfucked their coils, at least one set. And people are sort of ignoring this tank. And now, of course, I'm going to get a shit coil watch next time I put a quad in here. But right now, I'm a goddamn believer, yo. This thing pumps flavor. And I've got Max VG pumpkin pie, pumpkin pound cake in here from Vape Boiled. Potluck. Let's have a couple of yanks now that I've got the important shit out of the way. No valve control shit on here. It's wide open, thank the light. Fucking LVC is gimmicky as fuck. I mean, come on. It's like Smoke Tech with their damn their fucking pro colors and their stupid T-privs with the goddamn lights on them. Get a goddamn life. Start innovating rather than putting retarded shit shows on stuff, okay? This is cool. Let's have a yank, and I'll tell you fucking what I think. Let's open that airflow a little bit more. Okay, here we go. She's got some ramp, bruh, but she doesn't spit and she's not getting hot. It's also louder than a whore who's drunk on Saturday night. So, it's kind of up to you. Do you want dense, flavorful, awesome clouds for cheap coils? I do. If you have crappy juice, real crappy coil killing, real dark, sweet, nasty peanut butters and, you know, cookies and chocolates and, I don't know, blah, 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 Coca-Colas and French toasts, get that shit in here because they're cheap coils. If you don't build, just get this fucking tank and get a ton of the quad coils and you will love me forever. You know, if you ever hear this and you want the ornate tank, just throw the coils you get with the kit out. Unless you are guaranteed from the seller that, yes, this is revision 2 or 3 of those coils. Because otherwise, ha ha ha, you might as well just play, you know, Lazy Town songs at midnight. Because that's about as much progress as you're going to be fucking making. That's it, guys. Yeah, it's fucking awesome. I love it. So, you know, kind of one of those happy endings. You know, I was really, really cynical about this tank and kind of a sort of a cautious, yes, go get it. Just get a certain type of coil head. I'm going to get out of here. Peace.